Hey guys, it is Adam Morris and you're listening to the Conspiracy Industries podcast. And I took a couple of weeks off and I'm feeling good, and I've basically been just producing my ass off. Actually, I've been shacked up in my mother's lounge. I've taken over the whole place. I've got my little studio set up and I have just been fucking producing as much music as I could. And I kind of want to talk about that today, actually, because it's been interesting. It's been on my mind a lot recently, this whole quality and quantity kind of argument. Now, in the industry, it's kind of common knowledge that everybody talks about this word quality, and they say, don't release music unless it's the best fucking quality you can and you can produce, and don't release this until it's ready, and don't. There's a lot of fucking don'ts in the industry, isn't there? I feel like there's a lot of don'ts in the music industry right now, and I feel like we need to like fuck them off and replace them with a few more do's. So I don't know, my take on it really at the moment is I feel like everywhere that I read, everybody talks about if you want to make it big, whatever that means, then you need to produce the best quality music and not release anything until it's the quality of the people that you're listening to. So all the advice online basically says copy everyone that's already out there and make your music like them, which is not really going to push any boundaries, is it? And it's not going to make you a better producer if you're constantly just trying to replicate what other people have done. So I basically went on a mad mission because I changed it. I was like, do you know what? Fuck it. No more quality, just quantity. Because, you know, you've heard me say it before, in whatever form, in whatever way, but the more songs and the more tracks that you produce front to finish as songs, the more that your quality automatically improves. What comes first, quality or quantity? You know, it's really interesting. I recently did an Instagram post talking about this, and loads of people, not even fucking producers, some of my friends were sending me like loads of articles saying, yeah, like, yo, Ad, like, that really, really struck a chord with me because, you know, I read this article the other day, and one of my friends, for example, he's trying to be, he's training to be a coder at the moment, and they were saying, you know, progress, not perfection, which is, gosh, that's a topic in itself for us, isn't it? As producers, we just get fucking lost in this perfection when really we don't value progress enough. And then my other producer friend, he sent me this great article about these scientists or something who were trying to, there was a group of people who were trying to grow plants, and they had to grow the perfect plant, and they split the group into the middle. So they split into two groups and they sent people off. The first group, let's call them group A, had to try and plant and grow the perfect plant. Whereas the group B had to go and plant as many plants as they could in an attempt to try and find to get the perfect plant. Well, when the results came in, they had like group A, who focused on the quality, only grew one good plant. Whereas group B, who must have planted their seed fucking loads. Jesus, sounds like fucking me when I was 21. it basically grew loads and loads, like so many more A's, which is comes back to my original point, you know, like it really is fucking true. You know, you look at the data out there, quantity is just going to improve your quality naturally. You can't, you know, it's law of statistics, like, you know, it's something that I think that needs to be addressed really, and something that you just need to take home from this podcast today, which is, you know, if you're think about the time that you waste as a producer trying to fucking make a track perfect. Gosh, if I could go back over my entire last fucking 10 years and take the time that I've wasted trying to make tracks perfect and spent them on new tracks, you know what? Chances are I'd probably be a better producer now, because I would have produced more music and I would have been more experienced across more songs and more tracks, and I would have grown more and I would have perfected my techniques more, and I'd be more confident with what I'm doing because I would have failed more, you know? So I think it's just a take home for today. every time you feel yourself faffing, fuck it off, move on. Like, get on to your next track, keep working on it. You can always go back at a later date. So take home from today is quantity, not quality. So go and produce some quantity, not quality, because don't worry about the quality. It's going to come in time anyway. Anyway, I have been Adam. It's fucking great to be back on here talking to you all again. I hope everybody's having a fantastic day. Hope you're all working hard. Shout out to everyone in there. Quantity producing from now on. Nice one.